The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says people's participation in elections shows the enemy's 37 years of pressure, cruel sanctions, and propaganda against Iran have failed. In a speech in Tehran ahead of Friday's elections, the leader noted that the people, through their votes, stand up against the enemy and pledge allegiance to the establishment. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei also warned that the enemy is trying to portray some parliamentarians in Iran as pro-administration and some as anti-administration, but that the Iranian nation wants none of them. The leader said the people want a brave parliament that's not afraid of America and pays due heed to independence. Iranians will go to polls on Friday to choose new members of the parliament and the assembly of experts. Ayatollah Khamenei went on to say that after the conclusion of nuclear talks between Tehran and the P5 plus one, the U.S. now has a plan for the region and a plan for Iran. Lecturer of Johannesburg Al-Mustafa University, Sayyid Abdullah Hosseini, joins us now on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Sir, welcome to the program. Please talk to us about the recent comments made by leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
It is a pleasure. Well, what he said is concerning the long, history of the interference of the United States of America in our, internal affairs, and the whole package of imperialism trying to influence the events which is happening in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and that is the reason that he had a reaction concerning what at the moment is happening around the Middle East, and especially in our country. At the eve of election, so they have some plans to influence the votes which is happening around. That's why BBC and also the propaganda system of the West has actually given a type of impression to the internal community inside Iran, whom they should vote and whom they should not. At the same time, so the supreme leader, who has got a vision concerning what is happening around the world, has reacted such and has said those sentences, which has it has to be understood in the line of understanding the whole method of the West, how they deal with the internal affair of our country.
Another highlight of Ayatollah Khamenei's comments was the part where he pointed out that the people want a brave parliament that's not afraid of America and pays due heed to independence. How important are these factors?
If an MP is brave and is not sold out, and it's not somebody who is preferring the affair and also the interest of the outsiders than the interest of its own country, such an MP will not be a true representative of the nation. And that is the whole reason that we have to have some brave parliamentary system in our country, which has got the guts to stand against the all odds, and also the plans and the plots which is happening around the world against the country. Look at a true representative of MP should represent a brave nation, as the Iranian nation is the most bravest nation, and also has got independence, and they don't want the foreigners to interfere with the internal affair of our country. That's why the representative of such nation also has to be brave enough and to do exactly what the nation does and wants. And that is why we have to choose MPs which is brave, MPs which is actually acting according to the will of the nation.
Thank you very much. Lecturer of Johannesburg Al-Mustafa University, Sayyid Abdullah Hosseini, joining us on the line from the Iranian capital, Tehran.